Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Carolyn Smith. The 7th annual Lundin Kudo Empty Bowls Project will take place on Sunday, February 24th at St. Mary's Episcopal Church on Ocean Boulevard in Stewart from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The project honors the late ceramic artist Lundin Kudo and benefits Mary's Kitchen and the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Carolyn, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi.
This is an interesting project because you're really a group of artists who come together to benefit nonprofits. So tell me a bit about Lundin Kudo and why you decided to honor her this way.
Well, she was my best friend. She was known around the state and even nationally for her larger-than-life ceramic fruit, large ladies in bathing suits, and she had a heart that was so big. She was always the first person to donate to charitable things. She mentored kids at J.D. Parker School. She really loved the interaction of artists and creative people. We all spent some time at the old Center for the Arts in Stewart, and once that was gone, we really had no formal place to meet. So she used to bring people together to meet for breakfast or lunch and talk about the arts and talk about things in general. So after she passed away in 2006, we lost our focus, so we needed to come together and do something. And Mae Slayton, who had been an art teacher for a lifetime, knew about Empty Bowls. It's a national program, and thought that this would be a great way to honor Lundin and also to give us a reason to come together and bring together creative people and just play with clay, is what Mae had said. Our first one was at St. Mary's, just steps away from a bas-relief sculpture in the memorial garden that Lundin had created. So it was very meaningful, and it was so successful we were taken by surprise. The community embraced the event. The quality of the bowls is always extraordinary. The generosity of the local restaurants is amazing. We've gone from 3 restaurants in 2006. This year we have 10 restaurants.
I'm speaking today with Carolyn Smith about the Lundin Kudo Empty Bowls Project. So how does the Empty Bowl Project work? Each of the artists will create a bowl of their own design?
Some of them are created that way. We also have a group of dedicated potters who will create just the bowl, and another group of creative people, not necessarily potters, will come together and decorate them. We usually have about 300 bowls, so they're all handmade. They're all uniquely different and special.
And then someone will come and choose a bowl. I believe it's
$15. Correct. So we have them all displayed. For your $15, you come and select out of all of them there at St. Mary's, pick your bowl, and then select a soup. You don't have to eat the soup in the bowl. There's soup, there's bread, and the idea is to share this humble meal and be reminded that there are 100,000 people in the Treasure Coast who are hungry. So it raises hunger awareness, and then the money benefits Mary's Kitchen and the Treasure Coast Food Bank. We all consider it a labor of love, and in that spirit that Mae Slayton and Lundin wanted us to embody, it's a great project, and every year more people who may not have known Lundin or Mae Slayton have joined us because they've just heard it's a great event.
I've been speaking today with Carolyn Smith about the 7th annual Lundin Kudo Empty Bowls Project, which will take place on Sunday, February 24th at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Stewart. You'll find links to the Empty Bowls Project on our website, wqcs.org. Carolyn, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. Hope to see you at the event.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.